You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is the beautiful track Spisky by Phoebe Rings, and we have got Crystal Chiff from Phoebe Rings in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you, Crystal?
I'm very chuffed.
Very chuffed. You should be very chuffed. You've just put out a wonderful debut EP, and I know that we've all been very excited to hear it. You must be very pleased to have it out in the world.
Oh, yes, I'm very relieved that it's finally out.
How does it feel? Because you've been playing these songs for a wee while now. I think the first time I saw you was at our Christmas party.
Yes.
You know, ages ago. And it's been wonderful to see you performing with lots of bands that you're, you know, friends with, that you're frequent collaborators with, and hearing these new songs come about. How do you feel having this little collection out in the world? What do the songs mean to you at this point?
I think it's a really strong reassurance that It works.
It works.
We've played it quite a bit now, live. They're actually like exactly the same set as our very debut show back in February, like last year.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So like to have them finally polished and like out feels very nice.
Yeah, totally. They're so magical. Like it's a bit of an easy word to go to for this, but they really are. And they kind of throw you into these different spaces. Obviously, Cheshire, you're sort of drawing on literary stuff. Spisky's got that also spaciness to it as well. Where do you come up with ideas for songwriting, Crystal?
In very various places and very personal experience based. But like, yeah, I guess the five songs all have, I think they all have a pretty running common theme of like self-acceptance.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and like just looking back on how you were feeling about yourself and like really trying to let go of like not liking yourself or like,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah.
We've talked about this before when you've popped up to the show, but this is quite a departure from, you know, your background as a jazz musician. You've played with so many bands, though, you know, like in all sorts of different genres.
Yeah.
And it does feel like you're really sort of settling into a nice groove with this music. How do you sort of like see your journey into this kind of gorgeous, dreamy pop space? How did you end up here, Crystal?
Well, it was a long way. I think, I guess all throughout my uni years, I was at jazz school and I still play jazz.
Yeah.
But after I graduated, I had lots and lots of questions on like what kind of music I wanted to do, but I didn't have any, you know, like library in me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just realized that I didn't want to pursue jazz pianist as like a full-time career. Then I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do?
And then existential crisis.
Existential crisis, indeed. And then I was playing with a lot of musicians in different bands as, and then what happened? Oh, I went on a tour in 2018. And then because you know how like tours, you're like having shows every night, but you get to see all the other acts.
Yeah.
That's what really inspired me.
Who are you touring with on that one?
I was touring with Princess Chelsea.
Awesome.
And Spisky is actually a song that I wrote when I was on tour.
Oh, really?
In the car, like. We were driving through Slovakia and there was a big castle and I was like, oh, that's an epic castle. That's the Spish castle. But anyway, I think I gathered knowledge through like hearing from other musicians and going, oh, okay, that's maybe what I want to do. And then I started listening to more music and eventually found my way.
That's a nice, like, I think everybody has that journey in some way or another, but probably doing it while you're working with other people on their projects. Did you feel like that took a little bit of the pressure off you feeling like you had to be working out exactly your sound and exactly what you wanted to do at that moment?
Yes, there were times when I was so anxious because I literally wasn't writing anything and I was just working for other people.
Yeah.
Like while that was so like such a delight and like while all the musicians like working relationship is really nice, I think it really got me thinking, oh my God, I haven't been writing for like so many years.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? But I think it all counted in the end. So I'm quite glad.
It's all like homework kind of, isn't it?
You
sort of, when you go to sit the test, you realize what you've actually learned along the way. Terrible metaphor there. Sorry about that, everybody. I am so pleased that this is out in the world. I'm so pleased that we're going to get to see you play it next week many times. You've got a wonderful release show happening on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Basement Theatre. And then you're going to be playing Drive Island for us on Friday, which is exciting.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what a live show looks like for Phoebe Rings, for people who haven't been to one before.
Okay, so those of you who want to come to both. Do it, because they'll be different.
Very cool.
Yeah, because, especially because we had that show with Lips, was it last Thursday? Yeah, like quite recently I thought, okay, we got to make it a little bit more like a bit different so that people could still go, okay, we want to come.
Yeah.
So next Thursday's show is going to have a string quartet.
Wow.
And a harpist.
Wow.
So my friend, Indira Force, is, yeah, she got a harp and she got really good very, very quick. And I was like, can you please do the strumming part on Spisky? And she was like, oh, yes, I can. And then, like, she played it and I was like, okay, this is very magical.
That's please. So exciting.
Yeah. And, yep, I spent lots of nights trying to get the string arrangements done, so please come.
That's so exciting. I saw a video on your Instagram of the string quartet practicing, and it was, you know, a 20-second video, and I had shivers from it. It must be pretty special to be in the room and hear that come about. Are they friends you've worked with in the past? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
The cellist, one of the cellists, Kathleen Tomacruz, she's the one who played on Cheshire.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and... like Karen, she's my friend as well, and who are on violins. Yeah, actually, two violinists I've recently met, but they are very, very nice people. I'm looking forward to it.
It must be nice to be able to rework tracks as well and bring new people into them and
yes.
sort of expand it a little bit. Do you listen to the song in a different way when you have people adding new elements to it?
I think so. I feel like I would play differently because, like, to get out of their zone as well, like, not be as busy when I'm playing. And also, I think we have a new song that I...
Awesome.
Arrange strings for. I think I liked it so much. Like, they sounded, strings just have something.
they
warm your mind. I think that inspired me to, like, record strings for the recording later on.
That's exciting. So we get this new EP today. It's coming out on cassette as well, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Yay.
It's on its way.
Cool.
Yeah, it's as soon as they get in my hands, I will upload it on the Bandcamp merch.
Fantastic. That's very exciting. What else is on the horizon? You are doing these shows. What are you looking forward to? Are you back writing at the moment, or are you just giving yourself a well-deserved break?
I think I'm quite inspired to keep writing. And I also have, like, while we were doing those live shows, because I told you these five songs are from, like, last year and even older, I have written songs on the way, and also the band is very, very keen to write songs all together. So
that's awesome.
It's going to become probably a more, like, collaborative project, which seems, very exciting.
That's fantastic. Just run us through who is in the band, because it's a bit of an all-stars cast of local artists.
Well, there's Simeon Kavanagh-Vincent, who is Lucky Boy. And he plays synth and guitar and BVs as well. And Benjamin Locke, Seaviews. And he is playing bass and he's also doing BVs. And Alex Freer, AC Freezy, he is playing drums and doing BVs as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm so excited to hear what you guys write together. But in the meantime, we've got such a gorgeous collection out in the world today. Two gigs happening next week. Basement Theatre, that is your EP release show with the string quartet and the harpist as well. So not one to miss there. And I think iTicket is the place to get your tickets for that one. And people can come along to Our Drive Island on Friday next week as well and see you perform with Baby Girl, which is going to be a very nice evening. Crystal, thank you so much for coming in today.
Ah, thank you, Rachel.
We're going to listen to Lazy Universe, which is one of my faves when I've seen you play live, and I'm really pleased I can listen to it at my own time now.
Oh, yay.
Have a lovely weekend, Crystal. We'll see you next week.
See you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.